In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So we're on page 8. Now we're going to do all the next 7 pages in this next hour. Maybe not. Okay. We're on volume 34, 531, 1936. Oh, how my public life symbolized the triumph of the kingdom of my fiat in the midst of creatures that, with surprising truths, I shall make known. So here, Jesus is saying that his public life, what he did for 3 years, symbolized the triumph of the kingdom of the divine will in the midst of creatures. What Jesus taught for those 3 years, he's now going to give more surprising truths that are going to astonish the world. And he says, I, God, am going to make this known. So this book of heaven, Jesus says, is of me, he says. This book is of me. He says, it has nothing to do with you, Louisa. He says, with these surprising truths that I'm going to make known, the world is going to receive my kingdom. So he says this, and in order to have the intent, I, God, shall make miracles and prodigies. We haven't seen anything yet. We haven't seen anything yet. What's coming are miracles, and he says these are the miracle of miracles and the prodigy of prodigies. As you pray, as you enter into this gift, you become so filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Why? You are beginning to, without seeing, experiencing the miracles. You are beginning without hearing the prodigies of prodigies. It's already begun. You're the peace, the joy, the happiness of Jesus begins to reign in you. He says, with the power of my volition, I, God, shall recall to life those dead to grace. There is nothing to worry about with your family. It's awful what's going on. It's horrible what's going on. But Jesus says, with the divine power of my divine will, I, God, am going to recall back to life those who are dead to grace. Every family is filled with sin. And there's nothing to worry about. Jesus says, enter into my divine will. Watch what I, God, am going to do. We are filled with joy. We are filled with confidence. We are filled with trust in God. So he says this, I, God, shall repeat the miracle of the resurrection of Lazarus, that even though they have putrefied, your family is putrefied in evil, they are rendered like a stinking cadaver, like Lazarus, my divine fiat is going to recall your friends, your loved ones, back to life. This is a promise of Jesus. So what is he asking? He's asking us to come to him, to trust him, to believe in him, to no more complaints, no more negativity, no more doubts, no more worries, no more fears, no more anxieties. I was with a lady at the hospital the other day, and all she did was complain, and I wanted to say to her, you're going to spend a long time in purgatory for every complaint, every negativity, every doubt, every worry, every fear. Stop it. Why are you doing this to yourself? You're cursing yourself with every doubt. You're cursing yourself with every worry and fear. We've got to stop this. We've got to praise God and love God and have confidence in God and trust him. Rejoice in him. That's what he's waiting for. It shall stop the stench of sin. The divine will will make them rise again in good in God. In sum, I, God, shall use all of my divine industries in order to let my divine volition dominate in the midst of peoples, in the midst of your family, in the midst of your friends, in the midst of your neighbors, in the midst of your co-workers, in the midst of your parishioners. God promises us that. And he's saying to us, do you think I did a lot when I was on earth? Why? Wait till you see what I'm going to do in the divine will. See, therefore, in my every word that I, God, have said to you, Luisa Picaretta, and in every miracle that I did on earth, I, God, called my divine will to reign in their midst, and I, God, called the people to live in the divine will. See, this is what he's doing now. You have to remember, the 100-year reign of the devil is over. The 100 years is over. You have to understand the time we're in. God is basically saying to the devil, wrap it up and get out. My kingdom's coming. Take what belongs to you and get out. My kingdom's coming. We are saying to Jesus, I want to live in the divine will, and I want all mankind to be brought to heaven. And God says, there will be some that will say no. But if you love somebody, Jesus says this, you do what I want and I'll do what you want. God's got plans. He says, basically, I have called my divine will to reign in the midst of mankind, and I called my people to live in it. From the public life, I, God, passed into the passion, symbol of the passion of my divine will, that for so many centuries had suffered, and so many rebellious human wills of the creature, that by not wanting to submit themselves to the divine will, they had closed heaven, they had broken the communication with their God, and they were rendered unhappy slaves of the infernal enemy. He says, this is what's happened for the last 2,000 years. Finally, death that matured my holy resurrection and that called everyone to rise again in my divine fiat. And oh, how my holy resurrection vividly symbolizes the kingdom of my divine will. My holy humanity, wounded, deformed, unrecognizable, rose again, healthy, with an enchanting beauty, glorious and triumphant. It prepared the glory to my divine will, calling everyone into the divine will, and impetrating that everyone would rise again in my divine will, from the dead to the living, from ugly to beautiful, from unhappy to happy. My arisen holy humanity assures the kingdom of my divine will on earth as it is in heaven. This is God's promise. There is nothing to worry about. What God's got planned is going to, as I said to those nuns, knock your socks off. What's coming is so magnificent. What's coming is so beautiful. So Jesus is saying to us, begin to live that belief. Begin to find the peace, the joy, the happiness of God in everything that you think, say, and do. There's no time to worry or be fearful or be anxious or complaining or be negative. Begin to live heaven, Jesus says. Volume 34, 8, 23, 1936, my daughter, Our Lady, this great lady, by living in the divine volition, felt herself with deeds queen of everything and of everyone, and also queen of the great divine king. But so much so that it was Our Lady who formed the door into heaven in order to make the eternal word Jesus Christ descend on earth. Our Lady prepared for Jesus the way and the room of her womb, where Jesus could make his residence. And in the emphasis of her divine ruling love, Our Lady told me, Jesus, descend, O eternal Word. You shall find in me your heaven, your joys, the same divine will that reigns in the three divine persons. Not only this, but Our Lady formed the door and the way in order to let souls rise into the celestial fatherland. And only because this Virgin lived of divine will on earth as it is lived in heaven. Volume 34, 11-3-1936. Oh, please possess my fiat. Let me see in you, Luisa, the life of my fiat, reigning, dominating, and rejoicing. That's what Jesus is saying to us. Please possess my fiat. Let me see in you who are linked to Luisa. I want to see the life of my fiat, the peace, the joy, and the happiness, reigning, dominating, rejoicing in you. I pray you, do not deny me your human will, and I shall give you my most holy divine will. Give me your nothingness, and I will give you my everything, Jesus says. And if it obtains this, as if it would have obtained the most precious thing, it encloses the soul in its divine love. It veils the soul with its divine light. It begins the perennial feast in the soul. It exchanges the moans and sighs of God into joys, and placing itself on guard as triumphant, it hears in the soul the notes of its love, that both parts say, we love each other with one single love. We hold and have the same life. Your fiat is yours and mine. Such that the harmony, the order of her Creator rises in the soul. Our divine will, our divine love has obtained its purpose. Nothing else is left than to enjoy itself with its beloved creature. Do you see what's happening? The marriage feast begins. Jesus has proposed to us. And our response is yes. The marriage begins. Volume 34, 5-6-1937. I am. He uses God's name. I am within you, Luisa. I am yours. I am at your disposition. My wounds, my blood, and all my suffering are yours, Luisa. You can do with me what you want. Rather, do it as magnanimous, as brave, as lover, as my true imitator. Take my blood in order to give it to whomever you want. Take my wounds in order to heal the wounds of sinners. Take my life in order to give the life of grace, the life of sanctity, the life of love, the life of divine will to all souls, past, present, and future. Take my death in order to make many souls that are dead in sin rise again. Jesus says to Luisa, I give you all the freedom. Do it. Know how to be my daughter. I have given myself, and that is enough. Put your name there. That's what Jesus is asking. He's saying, I've done everything for you. It's yours. Do with it what you want. As little as you want, or as much as you want. For a few people, or for everyone. I give you that power, Jesus says, as if you were another me. Why are we afraid of anything? Why are we worried about anything? If we really believe this promise of Jesus, we're filled with joy, we're filled with confidence, we're filled with trust. God is not 1,000,000,000 miles away. He's right with us. We're never alone. We're never lonely. He is right with us. He has great plans, and we're in them. He wants us to accomplish what he said to Luisa. Luisa is going to do it. And he offers the same thing to us. Would you be willing to do what I gave to Luisa and receive what I gave to Luisa? This is what God is asking. Volume 35, 8-15, 1937. Little daughter, Luisa Picaretta, My Will. The surprises, the novelties, the secrets, the actions of my most holy divine will are innumerable. They're infinite. Whoever enters into it remains renewed and magnetized to the extent that he doesn't want to leave anymore. That's what happens when we read. We want to read this. We want to study this. We want nothing to get in our way. I want to hear Jesus speak to me. I want Jesus to show me what he wants. This is an intimacy that the saints did not have because they did not have Luisa. God has given us Luisa. So he says, he feels its investing divine empire and it's the celestial bomb which changing his human nature makes him rise again to new divine life or God's life. Do you see what God is doing? Daughter of my divine will, the surprises that you're going to see, the novelties that you're going to experience, the secrets that you're going to hear, the attractions of my holy divine will are innumerable. They're infinite. And whoever enters remains renewed and magnetized to the extent that he doesn't want to leave anymore. His true happiness has been found. He feels it investing a divine empire, a celestial bomb, which changing his human nature makes him rise again to divine nature. See, Our Lady possesses the divine will of God by gift. And that's what God is going to do. Like Our Lady, we're going to rise again to this new divine life. We're going to enter into what God is all about. Not to become God, but to be like God. Do you see what's happening? This goes beyond holiness and goodness and sanctity. And then therefore Jesus is saying, what do you want? I'll give you whatever you want. You want holiness? You want goodness? You want sanctity? I'll give that to you. And we say, well, what do you want, Lord? And he says, I want you to enter into my divine life. And when we say, okay, he says, get out of my way. Watch what I'll do. Do you see what God is doing? This is astonishing. Volume 35, 10-3, 1937. Therefore, keep listening. For us, keep reading. As soon as the creature shall possess our volition, all her acts, small and great, human and spiritual, all shall be animated by my most holy divine will, so as to rise between heaven and earth, and investing, braiding together the sky, the sun, the stars, and the whole of creation. Everything becomes ours, inseparable from what God gave to Adam, inseparable what God gave to Jesus and Mary. We're braided together. And then they shall rise even higher and shall invest all the acts of the Queen of Heaven, identifying themselves with them, all the acts of the Blessed Mother. These acts shall have the power to invest the acts of our holy divinity, our divine joys, our divine beatitudes, as well as those of all the saints. And once they have enclosed everything within themselves without leaving anything out, all victorious, they shall present them before our divine majesty, offering them to us as complete acts which lack nothing. Nothing is lacking. Oh, what a joy. Oh, what a great glory for us, triune God, finding in these acts of the soul, the sky, the sun, and all the acts of the Blessed Mother in heaven, the love with which Our Lady loved us, triune God, our own divine acts, our own divine joys, our own unceasing divine love is found in the acts of the soul. Image and likeness of God is coming. And he says, I want you to begin to live this. If you believe this promise of Jesus, you're happy. Nothing will bother you. If you believe these truths that Jesus spoke to Luisa, everything is peace, joy, and happiness. Volume 35, 10, 19, 1937. By the power of its word, and this is God speaking, this is Jesus, what he's given these words to Louisa, its will invests the human act, it invests the breathing, the heartbeat, the thinking, and the human word. It forms within it its divine work, its divine breathing, divine heartbeat, the divine thinking, and the divine word. And these acts rise up to heaven and present themselves before the most holy divine Trinity. Our divinity looks at them. And what do we find? We find ourselves. We find our life. And we find even the most holy Trinity reproduced in these acts. We look at the prodigy of our will, and that overwhelmed the creature with its power, making of Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa the repetition of our own divine life. This is astonishing. These truths on my divine will shall form the day, that this is the new day of my fiat in the midst of creatures. This hasn't happened yet. It's very close to happening. The more that we enter into this gift, the sooner it's going to come. According to their knowledge, again, what you have read, what you have studied, what you can tell me you love in volume 28, what you can tell me what you love in the Hours of the Passion, what you can tell me what you love in the Virgin Mary and the Kingdom. According to your knowledge, this day shall be rising. So Jesus says you have to know this. So as they begin to know, as they begin to read the first truths that I, God, have manifested to you, Louisa, a most splendid dawn shall arise, provided that they shall have goodwill. It's not peace on earth to men of goodwill. It's peace on earth. How does it go? My mind is gone. There's three things that happen when you get older. First thing is you forget something. And the other two I can't remember. Okay. Peace on earth to men of God's will. Okay. So, they shall have this goodwill and the disposition, this is great, to make their own life of these truths. We enter into this life. Jesus becomes alive in us. Mary becomes alive in us. They become our life. However, these truths shall also have the virtue of disposing the creatures and of giving the light to so many blind who do not yet know my most holy divine will or love it. Everyone's going to know this. Everyone's going to love it. Like I said, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Muslims, everyone is going to become Catholic. That's the universal life that God gave to Adam. Catholic means universal. Do you see what God is doing? There's not many denominations. There's not many ways to Jesus. There is the one holy Catholic and apostolic way. That's what God's got planned. He says, then, once, listen to this, the dawn is risen, mankind shall feel invested by a celestial peace and more strengthened in the good. They themselves shall yearn to know more truths, which shall form the beginning of the day of my most holy divine will. This beginning of the day shall increase in the light and the love, and all things shall turn into good for all souls. The passions shall lose the power to make them ever fall into sin again. One can say that they shall feel the first order of the divine good, which shall facilitate their actions for them. They shall feel a strength with which they can do everything. And since its primary virtue is exactly this, to inject in the soul a transformation of her nature into good. So feeling the great good of the beginning of the day of the divine will, they shall long for the day to advance, and they shall know more the truths, and that shall form the full day of living in the divine will. that I, God, have taught you, Louisa, that you have written down. You see what's happening? It's a new beginning for mankind. Do you see then how noble, how divine, and how precious shall be the scope of these truths that I, Jesus, have made to you, Louisa, that you write on my divine will in order to form the day of the creature? For some, listen to this, they shall form the dawn. For some, they shall form the beginning of the day. For some others, they shall form the full day. And lastly, they shall fill the full afternoon. These truths shall form, according to their knowledge, the different categories of the soul, who shall live in my divine will. One knowledge more or one knowledge less shall make them rise or make them stay in the different categories. Knowledge shall be the hand to boost them up to higher categories. Now, what is this? It's the saints were to know, love, and serve God. Now Jesus says, I want you to know, love, and possess God. This is what he's doing. It shall be the very divine life of the fullness of my most holy divine will within them. Volume 35, 11:20, 1937. My divine will makes arise the operating life in the souls on earth and the beatifying love in heaven. Where there is no love, I don't even move. I do not go, nor do I know what to do with the creature. See, he's asking us to enter into divine love. We started this morning to dive into the infinite ocean of divine love and drown there, never to exit. Heaven is love. To get into heaven, you must enter into love. And it's not human love we're talking about. It's to enter into divine love. And how do you do this? Jesus says, I'm giving you the way and the how to do this through Louisa. But the love that my divine will makes arise is immense. There is no place in which the one who lives in my divine will in it cannot be found in all invested, almost clumsy, with my divine love. Soon, the soul has our same destiny. What is that? Loving everywhere and in every place. Loving always. Loving everyone. It's love. Heaven is love. And when we enter into heaven, we will experience love. Not human. Divine. Volume 35, 12, 14, 1937. Now, as soon as the soul begins the second act in the divine will, the sun of my eternal will rises. This is the second act. The fullness of its light is such as to invest the whole of earth, visiting all hearts, past, present, and future, bringing the good morning of divine light and of new divine joys to all the celestial court. Heaven and earth meet. Heaven and earth kiss. This divine light is crammed with divine love, divine adoration, divine thanksgiving, divine gratitude, divine glory, divine benediction. But whom do these belong? To the soul who, with her act in my divine will, made the sun rise that shines over everyone, so that everyone may find the soul, Louisa, who loves God for them, the soul, Louisa, who adored God for them, who thanked God for them, who blessed God for them, and glorified God for them. That's Louisa. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? Everyone finds the thing that he was supposed to do for God because of Louisa. Louisa compensates for everyone. One act in my most holy divine will must enclose everything. It has the power and the capacity to make up for everyone and to do good for everyone. Otherwise, it could not be called an act done in my most holy divine will. These acts are full of unheard of prodigies, worthy of God's creative work. Can you imagine? Worthy of God. This, a human has done this. Worthy of God's uncreated work. You see what God is calling us to? This is astonishing. Volume 35, 1, 2, 3, 8. This more than celestial creature, Louisa, feels loved by God with a double love. Louisa feels inundated by new oceans of grace. And just as Louisa rises up to heaven, she brings her acts and letting God form wonders in them. So Louisa descends again back to earth, becoming the bearer of all that God operated in her act. Louisa floods the earth and invests the whole of creation so that all may receive the divine glory and the divine joy of the marvels that the divine fiat operated in the act of Louisa. There is no greater homage, no greater love, no greater glory than Louisa can give us, Triune God, than to let us do whatever we, God, want in her acts. You see why this is divine? God is doing it. It's not Louisa. Louisa says, do with me as you wish. That's the attitude that we have to have. That's the fiat that we have to have in all situations. Do with me as you wish. Volume 35, 1, 24, 38. I would like to devour all souls inside my love, to make those who are going to live in my divine will rise again to new divine life. This kingdom shall come from the center of my love. It shall burn the evils of the earth, relying upon itself and arming its omnipotence, so victory after victory it shall win our reign in the midst of souls to give the divine will to mankind. God's going to do this. There is nothing to fear. There is nothing to worry about. You say to Jesus, I trust you. I believe in you. I hope in you. I have confidence in you. When you receive Holy Communion, you adore Him and love Him and praise Him and thank Him and bless Him and worship Him. When you spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, you look at God and fall in love with God. Volume 35, 2, 20, 1938. Coming upon earth, I, God, wanted to make myself into one Jesus for each soul that had existed, was existing, and was going to exist. It's going to be as if you had your own personal Jesus. Therefore, everyone had to have his own Jesus, completely his own, at his disposal. So each one had to have my conception to remain conceived in me, my birth to be reborn, my tears to be washed, my infantile age to be restored and to begin his new life, my steps to guide his own, my works to make rise his works in mine, my pains as balm, my strength for his pains, and as repayment for any debt incurred with the divine justice. My death to find again his life. My resurrection to rise again completely in my most holy divine will. For the glory mankind had to give back to his creator. And all of this with highest love, with reason, with justice, and with highest wisdom. God has done this. The devil thinks he's won. He has not won. His 100 years is over. Volume 35, 3, 20, 1938. If the soul lives in our holy divine will, we feel our divine life within the soul. We can teach Louisa and the children linked to Louisa our divine sciences. Even more, lives shall arise within her. She shall understand perfectly our celestial dialect. This is the language of heaven. This is what's found in the book of heaven. She shall love us, and we want her to love us, as we want her to love us. Volume 35, 330, 1938. I feel myself in the arms of the divine fiat. Its love is so great that it feeds me with its light and warms me with its heat. And if I am tired, it rocks me on its knees to give me rest, making me rise to new divine life. Divine Will, how adorable you are. Only you can truly love me. In you I find the refuge from all my evils. Volume 35, 4-4, 1938. Just as the farmer throws the seeds into the earth to make it produce, my divine will assume the commitment of throwing many divine seeds into the creature that had to rise like many suns, one more beautiful than the other, to produce blooms and celestial fruits that had to serve as food for the creatures and even as food for their creator. For our food, our life, is our most holy divine will. See, God's going to feed us with that first bread. The bread that Adam ate, the bread that Jesus fed on, the bread that Mary fed on, the bread that they fed to Louisa. They're the only four that ate this bread until now. Now, because of Louisa, God is giving this bread, this food, this first bread, to us who read. This becomes our life. This becomes our food. We have three breads, Jesus says. The third bread is your wonder bread, your daily bread that you eat. The second bread is the super substantial bread of the Holy Eucharist, which when we receive it lasts for 15 minutes in a mystical way until the host is consumed. The first bread is the perennial life, the perennial communion of God that never ends. That's what God's preparing us for. He gave the church the second bread to prepare us for the first bread. Volume 36, 4-12, 1938. I am always in the arms of the divine fiat, and oh, how I feel the need of its life, that breeze that palpitates, that circulates in my poor soul. Without it, I feel that everything dies for me. The light, the sanctity, the strength, even the very heavens die as if it wouldn't belong to me anymore. But as soon as I feel its life, everything rises again in me. The light rises. With its beauty gives life, purity, and sanctity. It gives Jesus himself, and he rises within his works. Heaven rises, and with the holy divine will, encloses in my soul, as in a chapel, to make it all my own. If I live in his holy divine will, everything is mine, and nothing can miss. Volume 36, 4-20, 1938. After this, I continued my round in all that our Lord did on earth, and I stopped in the act of the resurrection. See, this movie that Mel Gibson's going to give, pray that he begins to understand what the resurrection is about. This will be more powerful than the Passion of the Christ. What triumph, what glory. Heaven poured itself on earth to be spectator of such a great glory. My beloved Jesus said, my daughter Louisa, in my resurrection, the right was given back to mankind to rise again in me in order to rise to new divine life. The resurrection was the confirmation. The resurrection was the seal of my whole life, my works and my works. If I, Jesus, came on earth, it was to give to each and to everyone my resurrection as their own, to give them life, to make them rise again in my own resurrection. Do you see what's happening? We are called to rise again in Jesus' resurrection. But do you know where is the real resurrection of the creature? Not at the end of her days, but while the soul is still living on earth. The one who lives in my most holy divine will rises again to divine light and says, my night is over. The soul rises again in the love of her Creator so that there is no more cold or snow for her but the smile of the heavenly spring. And she rises again to divine sanctity. She puts in rushed flight all weaknesses, miseries, and passions. she rises again to all that is heaven. And if she looks at the earth, heaven and sun, she does it to find the again. Excuse me. She does it to find the works of her Creator, to take the opportunity to narrate back to God His glory. If you look at the earth, it's to praise God. Jesus, look at the clouds that you have made. Let me adore the Father. You adore the Father in my gazing. It's if you look at the earth, the heavens, the sun, you do it to find the works of God, to take the opportunity to narrate back to Him His glory and His long-loved story. Therefore, the one who lives in my divine will can say, as the angel said to the holy women on the way to the sepulchre, He is risen. He is not here anymore. Listen to that. That's what Jesus wants you to proclaim. When you begin to live in the divine will, the one who lives in my will can also say, my human will is not with me any longer. It is risen again in the fiat. And if the circumstances of light, the opportunities of suffering surround the creature as if they were looking for her will, she can answer, my human will is risen again. It is not in my power anymore. I possess in exchange the divine will, and I want to cover with its divine light all things around me, all circumstances and all sufferings, to make them like many divine conquests. It's to live the life of Jesus. It's to be free of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. That's what God's waiting for. He's waiting for us to enter into this abundant life. So we'll end there. And what we'll do is now we'll pray the prayer of consecration. And if you can kneel, it would be good.